Lady Catherine said more mildly, "Now let us be entirely clear with one another, Miss Smithson, for the person who related this circumstance to me is someone I have extraordinarily good reason to trust. I myself saw you speaking to the Colonel in the Rose Garden, both respectably and respectfully, or so it seemed. Then you both disappeared along some separate path. I thought no more about it, until a rumour reached me this morning."
A servant? Thought Susan acutely. Or even her own daughter?
She said very earnestly,
"Your ladyship, even had such a person chosen to pay me his addresses, which I promise you the Colonel never did, I could never have accepted them. I could never be comfortable in so high a position."
"You might be surprised to learn how some young ladies have acted in similar cases," observed her ladyship crustily. "Still, the rule for one might not be the rule for another, I suppose."
With Lady Catherine seemingly lost in thought, Susan wondered if she had weathered the storm. She doubted it whenever she considered the Colonel's legacy, and yet, as her ladyship must learn of it eventually, perhaps it would be best if she could comfort herself with being among the first to know. Susan perfectly recollected her uncle's qualms on the subject, but she could not help believing her own manner of handling Lady Catherine rather cleverer than her uncle's.